go on trips, so we'd just go to the farm and spend the summer there. And so I'd spend all summer there with all the Mexican workers, and one of the great times in my life, you know. And Spanish was our everyday, all day long language.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's neat. You were lucky.
Yeah, you're not kidding. I sure was. And I hope that, you know, my kids and my kids know know Spanish pretty well, but my grandkids aren't learning it, which makes me feel bad.
Yeah, in Tucson they have bilingual schools where they spend part of the day learning Spanish, or like the courses are conducted in Spanish, and part of the day the courses are conducted in English. So it's really a language instruction school rather than a...
In Tucson?
Yeah, they do that in Tucson.
I'll be darned. Well, you know, they predict that... What is the prediction? Half of the population in this country in some predictable time is going to be Hispanic?
Yeah, something like
half?
That.
Half?
Yeah.
And why aren't we learning Spanish a little better?
Because they're losing Spanish.
They're losing Spanish.
That's
right. They're
that's
coming here
yeah.
and losing their Spanish, except for enclaves I read about in some cities.
So except in cities along the border, people are not having to learn Spanish.
Uh-huh. That's
and
their loss.
And it's unfortunate, yeah.
That's their loss. It's wonderful to know a foreign language. I wish I knew
and it's
several,
useful.
Like you say, you
yeah.
speak some French and some German, and I wish I... All I can speak in French is... The only word I know is Chevrolet, and in German it's Mercedes-Benz.
Well, French might be easy for you to learn since you know Spanish.
Yeah, it probably would be.
Romance language, but anyway. Some of these questions are just to see what your word is for something. So they it may sound sort of strange, but okay. Children are brought up by their parents. You could say parents do what with their children?
Yes.
What would you say? They bring them up or they...
They train them, I guess, or... Don't they?
Or
is that what you were looking
yeah,
for?
Yeah, or like, what do you do with plants? Or like a crop? You don't bring the crop up, you.
Oh, well, you sow the seed and you water and fertilize it and then you harvest it.
And that, all that process is called what? You're doing what?
Well, isn't that interesting? You asked me such a simple question. It's just the process of agriculture, I guess. It's
yeah, I guess my question is sort of like getting around, getting around it, but...
Growing the crop, I guess, is what we would say.
Okay.
We grow cotton, we grow alfalfa, we grow the cotton trees. And.
But you wouldn't grow children.
No, you don't grow children. I see, you nurture children, maybe.
Okay, all right. Let's see.
You don't grow children. That's pretty good. That's right. It's different from a crop. Well,
yeah.
That is different from a crop.
Yeah.
But maybe you do plant seeds with your children, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You do nurture them.
Mm-hmm.
You do water and feed them.
Okay, if a woman did not want to have her baby at the hospital, she wanted to stay at home and have the baby. She would have a woman come and help with the birth. What is that woman called?
Come and help with the birth?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be, what do they call it? I didn't know this was going to be a test.
The problem with that word is that not too many people know it anyway in El Paso, because apparently the doctors would come to the house and help with the birth, so we didn't really
they
have
did
women
in
like
the,
this.
You know, in the early days, now everybody
area.
Goes to the hospital, but
yeah.
it's, oh my gosh, why can't I think of that word? It's,